all, it's no good. Well, then I'll just give it to the dogs.
And what about milk that they keep on hand? You used to keep on hand?
Well, back years ago, before they got any ice boxes, we would sometimes take the jar of milk, if we wanted to keep it cool, let it down in the well, and it would stay cool like that. Then we'd throw it out, and it had good cold milk. That's how we would do the sweet milk. But the other, we just kept it in the dairy.
You ever keep milk where it gets not good and thick like that?
Yes, so that's called clabber milk. But you could let a whole gallon jug down in a well and, you know, put it in another bucket. When the bucket got on there and touched the water, well, then you didn't let it go no deeper because the jug would float out of it. And that bucket sitting on the cold water would keep that milk good and cold.
If you're talking about, if you had a glass and you dropped it on the floor, what would you say happened to it?
More or less, when I drop it, it would break. I'd say I broke a glass.
Okay. If it's time to eat, and the people are standing at the table, you want them to start, you say, well, come on, it's time to eat. So
that's right. What? Tell them, come on, let's have breakfast or let's have dinner.
Okay.
And then when they sit down there, one will say the blessing.
Okay. If you don't want them to wait for the food, but to go ahead and take it, say, go ahead and...
That's right, to go ahead and serve yourself.
Okay.
That's what I tell them.
And then if food has been... You have food that you've cooked it once, and now you're serving it again, what do you call that?
We call that leftover.
Okay. What are some different kinds of nuts that grow around here?
They don't too much grow around here, nothing but hickory nuts and walnuts.
Okay.
And you hardly see any. Now and then you'll see a chinquapin tree, but it's mighty seldom you see any other trees except in the walnuts or hickory nuts.
Okay.
Now and then you see a chinquapin tree, but it's mighty seldom you do, because I don't know, so they must be don't grow here. And I know zeal nuts don't grow here. You never see none of them without you buy them. But walnuts and hickory nuts, that's the biggest you see around. And the nuts, that's all you see mostly.
What about the kind they pull up out of the ground?
You talk about peanuts.
Yeah.
They plenty of them.
You call them anything else besides peanuts?
Some of them call them peanuts. Some of them call them goobers. They got two names for them. And some of them call them ground peas.
Okay.
Yes, sir. There's two kind of them. The peanuts and the ground pea is the small one. The goober is the large one.
I see.
Yes, sir.
You ever have the other kind of nut that they make, they always make pies out of them?
That's sweet potato you talk about.
Sweet potato?
Yeah, he grew under the ground.
There's another kind of nut that grows on trees that they make pies out of.
You talking about people?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. And what about different kinds of fruits?
There ain't too much different kind of fruits growing in this part of the country. No more than apples, peaches, pears, plums, and like that.
What about the kind you get from Florida?
Oranges and tangerines and grapefruit.
Okay. And then you mentioned butter beans. What are some other things like that? The things you grow in the garden.
Butter beans, peas. Then you got sweet peas you grow in the garden. You got squashes. You got cucumbers.
And strawberries. Tomatoes, hot pepper, bell pepper, and then you got white potatoes.